Okay, Rabbeisai, this really is a fascinating sugya. And it's a global sugya. It's not just a Temura sugya. It will take us 2 weeks to complete, to some degree complete. So I will be giving a lot of homework for next week's shiur. The following week, Pesach, there won't be a shiur, a Chol Moed. Okay, so we'll start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah states, the shaila here is whether you can do tmura on or from an incomplete animal. So the Mishnah says, Ein memirin lo yevarin b'ubrin. Thank you. Lo yevarin b'ubrin v'loy ubrin b'evarin. You can't do tmura from specific limbs on an uber, and not on an uber, a fetus, onto limbs. We'll see what the chiddush in that is. Why is that any different than doing tmura from limbs on a complete animal? You can't do tmura on limbs or ubrim, using whole animals, v'loy shleimim bohem. You can't use whole animals to do tmura on two. And you can't use whole animals to create tmura on partial animals. Basically, in either direction, it's got to be a behema b'behema. It's a pasuk. We learn out of a pasuk. It's got to be a complete tmura from a complete animal onto a complete animal. In all these cases, obviously, we're talking about complete animals. It's just a matter of the chalois tmura. You're not talking about a limb. You're talking about a whole animal, but you want to do tmura from the limb. Or you want to do tmura onto a limb. State in Mishnah, Om Rab Yasi. So Rab Yasi asks a question, what do you mean? If somebody says that the regal of an animal should be an oila, so it's entirely an oila, which is the concept of his pashtus, which means that the kedusha spreads. So therefore, afke sheyem ragla shelzu tachazu teikula tmura tachtah. He says, I don't understand. Lamaisa, once the kedusha is chal on that limb, the entire animal will get kedusha. So what's the problem? Why do we say over here that it's not chal? We should say his pashtus. Just like you can't have a regal being a korban oila, yet there's a concept of his pashtus, which means that once you makdish the limb, the whole animal becomes kodesh, according to the man domo holds of his pashtus. So too by tmura. I understand you can't have tmura on something which is not a complete animal, but there'll be his pashtus. That's the quest. That's of Yesi. Now from here the Gemara goes on to the kedushas uber b'chlal. We'll just read the beginning of the sugya. The question that you have as soon as you look at this Mishnah is that assuming Rav Yosi is maskim that you can't have tmura on a limb, because he doesn't say, I hold you can have tmura on a limb. He just says, let it spread. That means he's accepting the fact that you can't have tmura on a limb. He's just saying, I have a solution that it won't be a limb. From the words of Rav Yosi, it's mukhrich, that l'chayri, he's not arguing with the drusha of behema b'behema, that there has to be a complete behema to be chal tmura. He's just saying, al yideus pashtus, you have the ganze behema. That's l'chayr what Rabbi Yosi is saying. So the obvious question is, how does this pashtus begin? How does the process get to step one? His pashtus means, the pasha taich of his pashtus, is you makdish an aver, the aver gets kedusha. Now the shaila is, what do we do with the rest of the animal? So if you hold of his pashtus, it means that the kedusha that's on that limb spreads. But you have an existing kedusha. But by tmura we learn that you can't do tmura on an aver. So the tmura doesn't begin. So what's Rabbi Yosi's question is pashtus? What should spread? There's nothing to spread. By kedushim, by a regular kedushim where we don't have a drosha, that you can't be makdash and aver. So there we can deal with the aftermath We have an aftermath. The aftermath is we have a behemoth that has an identity crisis. It has one regal as an oil. What's with the rest of the behemoth? Fine. We can deal with the shayla. By tomorrow, we don't have an identity crisis. There's no aftermath because nothing began. Because the same Torah HaKadosh that said that there's such a thing called the Chalois Tmura. Without the Torah being machadosh that there's something called Tmura, it wouldn't work to begin with. There'd be nothing. The Torah was machadosh of Chalois Tmura, and the Torah said that Tmura works behema bebehema. So that means when you say that I want that this regal should be Tmura from this oila, it's garnished. Right? It's zero. So what's Rabbi Yossi screaming? It should be his pashtus. There's nothing to be mispashit. No. He's saying he doesn't understand what's the difference if you make tmura on a regel of a behema and you makdish a regel of a behema. You have a carbon oil. Now you want to make tmura on an oil. So you go to another behema, you make tmura. Here you went and you made a tmura on a leg. So the Mishnah Paskin, it doesn't work because there's no tmura on a limb. Rabbi Yossi says, I don't understand. By Hekdash, if you makdash a limb, the whole animal becomes Kodesh. What's Rabbi Yossi talking about? Over here there's a Gzeres HaKos. Over here you can't do tmura on a limb. So the limb doesn't become Kodesh. Not a question what's with the rest of the animal. The limb doesn't get Kedusha. So what's Rav Yossi asking? It should spread. What should spread? Zero doesn't spread. Zero is zero. So this kasha is asked by the Sfasemis. Do we have, by the way, Sfasemis handy in the shul on Kedusha? Okay, so from here, that's the most protruding question in the Mishnah, that L'chayra Rav Yossi seems to be mamish coming from left field by saying that there should be some kind of level of hispastus here. Doesn't seem to make sense that there should be hispastus from nothing. Now this is really a yeshiva shayla, because Yashakech, it's the same question as asked by Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman and Rav Shimon Shkob in Kedushin. Because this sugya is also mirrored in Kedushin Dav Zayin, almost the same sugya, where the Gemara talks about somebody's Makadosh HaChatzi Ishi. You probably remember it from the Dav Yomi, just adding the Dav Yomi. Right, in Kedushin, this sugya of hispastus, somebody's Makadosh HaChatzi Ishi. Over there also the Gemara asks his pashtus. And you could ask the same question over there. The Gemara asks, if somebody goes to a woman and he's makdash a half a woman, frekti Gemara, why do we say the Kedushin doesn't work? Let's say that it should spread on the entire woman. Whatever, the Kedushin should spread. Same question. There's no chatzi ragla, there's such a thing as a ragla shul zuoyla. There's no such thing as a chatzi isha mekudeshes. So actually, Sfasem is here. Ask that kasha, the old Achronim asking Kedushin, he asked it over here. The Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Yossi aloi b'mukdoshin o'im eraglo shizuoy l'koshali. Ask the Sfasemes. Ma raya m'mukdosh. What's the proof from Hekdash? Afilu im lo yeh poshta kula. Even if Lamaisa there wouldn't be a concept of his pashtus by Kedoshim, he says, Kegoyim behemah shol beis shutfim. Everybody agrees if you have an animal that belongs to two shutfim, and you makdash one part of the animal, it doesn't spread. Yet that half is Kedosh. The half that belongs to me has Kedoshim. He says, Mikomokim haregel oila. The regel of the chan oila. That's why the hispashtus works. You have a regel that has kedusha. Now the whole animal gets kedusha from that regel. He says over here. He says batmura. He says avul batmura regelena yoila. And he brings the best proof in the world because even according to Rav Yossi. Right? If let's say a shutif would do tmura on a half animal. Let's say I have an animal, I own an animal together with you b'shutfis. And I make tmura on my ownership of the animal. Even if Yossi would agree it doesn't work. Nothing happens. So what is the aftermath of that tmura? Zero. Not half. If I'm makdash an animal that we own b'shutfis,
What's the conclusion of that hekdesh? Half kaddish, half not kaddish. Right? If I do tmura on an animal that me and you want to own b'shukfis, the conclusion of that kedusha is zero. Because kedusha doesn't work partially. So he says, "Fafilu Rabbi Yosi mi yebeim shel shukfis." V'shutuf echod yoyim ha-shechelko yehi tmura loy ma'ani. It doesn't work. The Rabbi Yosi yasi alo rak mikoyach is pashtus. Even Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah, he only argues with the Tanakhama because he holds there's a concept called hispashtus. If not for that concept of hispashtus, he wouldn't argue with the Tanakhama. He agrees with the Tanakhama. Which really, in other words, means he agrees that there's a gzeris hakosov, that tmura only works on a whole behemoth. Behemoth by behemoth. It only works on an entire. So then the whole flow doesn't work. Doesn't work at all. He says, Mamish, this question, koshali gam came be perakam with the kedush. So I don't understand the sugi and kedush either. The medami gam came a gemor bechetzich mekudeshes, lo oimer agel shel zuoilo. The kosher canal. Afilu lo yedas acheres mikomokam, kivan the kedush and alchetzi lo shach the gemor, then kedush says the reason why we don't say espashtas by a woman is because it's like shukfim. She, you don't have a right to make a half a kedusha and it should spread. She has to agree. There's all shayla b'shanim. What happens if she does agree? The hashba, yikikach, lekisikach. But whatever it is, that's a specific thing. That's the Fasemis' question. Vitzorach loymar, he says, the avi kemakdish bekulu. Mamish, that's all the raid that there is over there in kedusha. Is in this three words of this Fasemis. Fasemis wants to say that his pashtus works differently than we think. The way we understand this pashtus is, you makdish a part of an animal, the animal gets kedusha, and then afterwards, and I'm not saying that it has to take time, I'm saying the way it works, the mechanism. After that has kedusha, it spreads throughout the animal. No, that's not the pshat of pashtus. Pashtus means it's as though, bevas achas, you're being makdish the entire animal. That's the way he understands his pashtus. That's how Rav Yosi understands his pashtus.
So the talking when a shutter is makdish half an animal, it shouldn't work at all. His head shouldn't be kosher. Now you go the other way. You should say, since you can't follow the whole thing, nothing should be kosher. Repeat this tomorrow, that by saying, hey, if you really mean to say the whole, it's not as pashtus. You mean to say the whole.
It's not a tanai. I'm attempting to be makdish the whole thing. It's only chal, how much it could be chal. It's not chal beyond what it could be chal. It can't be chal on the whole thing, because I don't own it. So it's only chal on the amount that I'm mak. I'm definitely makdish everything that I own. And beyond. So the part that I don't own, it's not chal. If it would be a tanai, you're right, if there would be a tanai, then it would be not chal. But you didn't make a tanai or a tanai kofel. You didn't say, and if the kedusha is not going to spread, then I'm not being makdish to half. You didn't say that. You're right. If somebody would be masna b'daitoi, that I'm only being makta shaf on the condition that taka it turns into a complete hekdesh or whatever. Enechanami. Avada doesn't work. That's for sure. Because Rav Yosi, the only reason why Rav Yosi holds an hour mishnah it works is because there's a concept of espashtus, which only works by a behemoth that belongs to you. So this really is Fasemis. L'maise, it is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush, this Fasemis. As we go on in the sugi next week, we'll see that there are Rishonim that beferish say not like this. There are Rishonim that clearly state that the way Pashtus works is that there's Kedush on that limb, and then it spreads. And we have to know, so what's the exponent? We'll get to what's pshat in our sugi. I will tell you that Zev was, when we learned Kedushin together, that sugi, in Kedushin I had a simple Kedushin, the way I wanted to learn, was you don't have to come and say this tremendous chiddush that is, really, the chiddush that he's saying, that the Sfasemis is saying, and Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says the same chiddush, and many of the Rosh Yeshiva say this chiddush, is that his pashtus doesn't mean what it sounds like. His pashtus sounds like it spreads, it doesn't even mean that. It means is the maimar spreads, which really doesn't even mean spreading. It means I mean to say the whole thing. That's really what that I mean to say the whole thing. When I say chatzi, I mean the whole thing. Okay? The mice is mispashit. Okay? Besides that, it's mamish ena mikra yoytze midei pshutai. It's clearly taking the whole meaning out of the word. And we'll see Klor, Rashi, and we'll see a Tosfos later, say Beferish, not like that. That the Kedusha is Chal on the Aver. Some learn that's Kufa Gzeres HaKosov of his Pashtas. That the Aver gets a total Kedusha Seguf, and the male it spreads throughout the animal. But clearly, there's a book. Now, by Isha, I have a simple solution. Because by Isha, you could really say it's the other way around. The reason why Kedushin is not Chal when you Makadish a Chatzi Isha. Chatzi obviously doesn't mean Chatzi. Chatzi doesn't mean half. It's not Pshat. From the right side of her head, you make a line down, and the left nostril belongs to you, is Makadish to you, and the right nostril and everything from there on is a Pnuya. Right? You don't mean that. What you mean is, like the Gemara says, you mean that I only own, my Kedushin is only halfway. You could still marry somebody else. You could still marry somebody else. I'm not doing a complete Maisa Kedushin. And that doesn't work. Because Isha Rachmana, Valechatzi Isha, you can't be Makadosh a woman incomplete. In an incomplete way, you can't be Makadosh a woman. There is a Hechatimsa with Kedushin, a Gerushin, with Chutz, with Tanai. But the Isha Lebetre, and that's what the Gemara says there in Kedushin. The Gemara says the reason why Chatzi Ish works is because by a Chatzi Ish, what he means is I'll get married to somebody else, and that he could do. But by a woman, she can't be married to two men. So the way you can learn is very simple. The Chatzi is not the problem. The reason why the Chatzi Kedushin doesn't work is because of the Chatzi Pnuya shtares the Kedush the Chatzi to be Chal. Okay? So it's the conclusion that's the problem. It's not that the Chatzi Maisa Kedushin is a problem. The Chatzi Kedushin really is no problem. The problem is that the other half that you're leaving opened, that obstructs, that makes that we have a problem. So if Ispashtas kicks in, we don't have an obstruction. The obstruction is what? We can't have a woman that's ruling you to marry somebody else. That stops the half from working. So here we don't care if an outside mechanism makes the other half be chal. Because as long as the conclusion will be that this itso would not be chazil or betray, as long as the end is that there will be a complete kedushin here, we don't care about the half that you did. The half that you did was good. The only reason why the half that you did wouldn't be good is because the half that's vacant destroys the half that's good. No, so after this is pashtus, so then the half that you did is good. So we don't have a problem. So your half is good, because the only problem we had was, we didn't have a problem with your half. We had a problem with the other half. Not like Tamura. Tamura, the Torah says, you can only do Tamura on a whole behemoth. Can't do Tamura on a half a behemoth. It doesn't work. Not because the other half is mafkir this half. By Kedushin, the Torah said, listen, and women can't be chazi lebeitre. We can't have a woman that has a half a vacancy. So it's pashtus makes that there's no vacancy. So now Mamela, the first half also works. So it's very different than our sugya. Kedushin, we have a solution. Because we could say the whole problem is a conclusive problem. So as long as in conclusion, there won't be a half vacant, the half that you made is also good. That's, I think, the more simple way to learn the Gemara, the sugya and Kedushin. That as long as you're going to have, you're not going to have an itzel or betray, at the end of the day, you're going to have a complete Kedushin. At the end of the day, you'll have a complete Kedushin. So we don't have a problem. We don't have an Itzel Beitrei. So just like Chatzi Ish works, why does Chatzi Ish work? Because we don't have a problem with the fact that he's able to marry another person. The Chatzi Isha works because we don't have a problem that she will be married to another person because it's his pashtus. No, but tomorrow we don't have a problem that the behemoth is Loichazi Lebeitrei. The reason why Tamura doesn't work on a half animal is because the Torah says that the Chiddush of Tamura is only behemah be behemah. The Torah didn't say that we have a problem that we can't have a behemah that's half chulin. We could have a behemah that's half chulin. You could make a behemah, a shutif could make a behemah half kaddish and the other half is chulin. There is no conceptual problem with a behemah having a half a kedusha. There's no such problem. There is no such problem. So that's not the reason why Tamura doesn't work on a half a behemoth, because the concept is a problem. The reason why it doesn't work is because there is no such an act as half Tamura. The Torah was only Mechadish Tamura if you're doing a whole Maisa Tamura. And here you're not doing a whole Maisa Tamura. So what are you asking me from his pashtas? That's what I'm saying. By a woman, we have the opposite problem. We have a problem with the concept. We don't have a problem with the act. We have a conceptual problem. So once there's this pashtus, we don't have a conceptual problem. Practical problem we don't have because there's no reason why you can't say chatzich mukudeshesli. Just like you could say aret mukudeshes l'chatzi. The Gemara in Kedusha makes it very clear that the Torah doesn't require any more a complete ma'aseh kedushin from the woman than from the man. The Gemara asks, the Gemara says, what do you mean? If you're going to tell me you can't do a half an act, so aret mukudeshes l'chatzi also should work. Isham rachmona v'lechatzi ish. The Gemara says, no, that's not the problem. If anything, there'd be more of a problem of a chatzayish than a chatzayish as ma'aseh, because kedushin, the man is doing the ma'aseh, not the woman. So if anything, it would be more... The fact is, we don't have a problem by kedushin with a half act. We have a problem with the other half. The half that's here is fine, we have a problem with the other half. Then that's why by a man we don't have a problem, because the other half is fine, he could marry another 100 women. We don't have a problem with the other half. And the half that he did is fine, so we don't have a problem with the whole thing, the whole nusach. But by kedushin we have a problem, because it's still a betray loichazia. So as long as we're not going to have that conclusion of it's a betray, we don't have a problem. So the Gemara in Kiddushin asks, let's say it's pashtus. You have a half of Kiddushin, which is good. You're destroying this half because you can't have a woman that's married that has a sign in front of her door, vacancy. It's a betray loichazia. You don't have a problem. You won't have a vacancy sign. The sign will read, Mufshat Pekulo. Beautiful. You have no problem. That's all fine and dandy, where our problem is in the conclusion. So then you could say, Hispashtus takes care of our conclusion. Yeah. But by Tmura, you didn't get the home plate. We don't have a problem with the fact that a behemoth is Chatzi Kodesh v'Chatzi Chun. Every behemoth of Shukfim, we have that. When you're Makdash a behemoth, you own halfway. The behemoth is half Kodesh. We don't have a problem with that, as the Sfasemis explains. So what do we have a problem with? Our problem is you can't do a ma'aseh tmura on half. It doesn't work. It's like a chatzi pruta. Right? Chatzi pruta, we don't say it does a half a ma'aseh and then it's mispashet. Why not? Why doesn't chatzi pruta mispashet? Because it's a chatzi ma'aseh. Right? If you hold seif bi is kaina and a person does tchilas bi, we don't say the bi is mispashet. Because you didn't do a ma'aseh kedushin. If you make a chatzi shtar kedushin, it doesn't work. Well, let the shtar be mispashet. Say bitcho without writing mekudeshesli. It's mispashet. You don't have a ma'aseh kedushin. So tmura only works a complete tmura on a complete animal. And other than that, the Torah was not mechadesh such a ma'aseh tmura. So what's Rabbi Yossi saying? It should work. It's pashtus. Very difficult. Unless, again, you say this chiddush Sfasemis, it's unbelievable. It's one sentence, but you need volumes to explain it. To say that the whole way we learn is pashtus is wrong. His pashtus really means it's one act. You're doing one act. You're really saying the whole behemoth should be cut. It's a tremendous chiddush. Someone achronim on madayik like that in Rashi, because Rashi in Kiddushin says, Yesh koyach b'mamoroi. That's Rashi's lashon. It sounds like Rashi's saying the maimar is mispashet. The actual words are mispashet. But really, again, I love diyukim, but by me, diyukim can't break a sugya. The ganze sugya has to say tochter shebal peh. You have to understand the sugya. Then I'm interested in diyukim. To me, the concept doesn't work. So the diyukim don't help me here. So that's the first problem. That's the main problem in our Mishnah. The Gemara now jumps from this din to the din of Uber. Itmar bar Pado Amar, Ein Kedusha Cholo al Ubrin. Kedusha is not chal on an Uber. We'll see exactly what he means by that. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kedusha Cholo al Ubrin. Kedusha is chal on an Uber. So the way Rashi explains it is, he says, Im Hikdish Uber b'mei behema, if somebody's makdish while it's still in, Einoi Kodosh Likore. The Uber doesn't get its Kedusha to be Niskarev. Now, Rashi is very clear, he's trying to tell us something. There is Kedusha. Clearly. But it's not Kedusha Likorev. It doesn't have an independent Kedusha. Okay? Avadir has Kedusha, but its Kedusha is only riding on its mother. The Uber doesn't have its own identity. Shalom Aleichem, my name, I'm the Uber Chatos. The Uber is not an Uber chattis. The Uber is an Uber of a behemoth chattis. The Uber is not an Uber chattis. It doesn't have its own identity card. The Uber is Kedusha, whatever Kedusha is on the Uber, is riding from the mother. And therefore, he says, V'imakriv le kishenoylad v'lo yaktashem mishenoylad ma'isi chulin bazar. Rashi is very clear. If you're makriv it after it's born, then you're being makriv chulin bazar. If Rashi clearly is saying that if you're makriv it while it's alive, then it's not chulin bazar. Meaning, when you shech the mother, everything in it has kedusha. The Uber also has kedusha. Now Rashi clarifies it. It's not like you have two korbanos chatois. You really only have one. The Uber mikoyach imehu de kodesh. Because whatever kedusha the Uber has is only from its mother. The loy mikoyach atzmai. And not because of itself. So the Uber does not have its own independent kedusha. Which really everybody agrees to. If you'd be makdash chatas, that's not muberes. Yeah? Let's say you'd be makdash tama behemas chatas. And then the animal becomes pregnant. Everybody agrees that that behema is only kodesh al tzvlad chatas. It has kedusha, by the way. When it is born, there's a din vlodas kedoshim, baviyosanem kedoshim, it's going to get kedusha. But the kedusha that the vlad has is not independent. It's mikoyach the mother. So Rashi says, the same, Rabbar Pada holds, the same thing applies if you're makdish achatas, that's muberes. So we don't say, well, it's like you're being, like there's two animals standing in front of you, and you're saying, harei at chatas, harei at chatas. You're saying, just the mother is a chatas. And the vlad is an uber yerechimai. That's what he says. The uber is yerechimai. V'chein l'chol dvor av hareyu kivlad kedoshim, v'loit chitchilas hektish. Rabbi Yechanan on. Rav Yechanan says, no, Kedusha chol al uber. There's an independent Kedusha. So what we really have in front of us here are two separate Kedushas. We have the Kedusha of the mother, one Chatas A, and then we have Chatas B in the womb, which is the Vlad. Now you have to realize that the Machlokes is not as big as it seems. Because if Yechanan agrees, should you shech the animal today, right? The vlad that's in the mother is the same halacha. Because Rashi says that, what is it, blib? Rashi says, the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yechon, hik tishchatas muberes v'yoldo, rotso bo mischaper, rotso bivlodo mischaper. It's like you're mafresh two chatois, which you could do, one for achrayas. You could be mafresh two korbanos chatois, say one of them is my korban chatas, the other one is there just for achrayas, right? In case the first one gets lost, I'll use the second one. So, Rotsa Bezemiskaper, Rotsa Bezemiskaper. Okay. So Rashi says, the Chiyam Rinam Vlad Chatas Lamisa's law, Hainu Echa de Mafresh Chatas Levinis Abra. That's only if I was Mafresh Chatas, and then it became Uberes. Then the Vlad does nothing. Then the Vlad is nothing more than a Yerech Imoy of the mother. And any kedusha that the vlad gets is mikoyach the mother. But if the behema was muberes at the time that I was makdish the mother, then it's in a sense a duet. I'm being makdish one, and I'm being makdish another one. It's two behemas. I'm being makdish the mother and the vlad. The halachah moshim sinai nenu that's chomesh chatois meses. Avol says Rashi. V'ochig miyud meses. Avol yafusha muberes choshuv uber ke behema acheres. It's like you're mafresh two chatois, where you're having one sort of collateralizing the other in case something happens to the first, and that's the way it is. The mischaper be'ezer sheyirtze v'hasheni tira al mekedusha chol al uber. Very clear, even though when you read the Gemara simply it doesn't see it, it's very clear from Rashi, and as we go on in the sugya, it's clear, the whole sugya, that there are two. They both agree that there's Kedusha on the Vlad. There is no dispute. Rav Yechon holds there's Kedusha on the Vlad. Bar Pada holds there's Kedusha on the Vlad. They both agree that if you were Makdish a Chatos and later it became impregnated, Avada the Vlad is nothing more than a Yerachimai of the mother. Right? Which also needs explanation. Rashi later says it's like Gedulei Kodshim. It's like Kodshim that grow. That's the, but if you're Makdish the Vlad while it's womb while the animal is pregnant with that vlad, then there, according to Rav Yochanan, there are two independent kedushas, kedushas vlad and kedushas aim. And according to Rish Lakish, according to Bar Pada, there's only one kedusha, kedushas aim. What? That we're going to talk about. That's the Maskoros HaGemara that there's Taka Machloikis. At this point, there's no, the Gemara doesn't say anything. Rashi sticks it in. The Gemara doesn't say clear what we're talking about. At this point, the Gemara doesn't say it. Rashi sticks it in already at this point. The Gemara says, Utsrichet. What do I need these two cases? L'chore redundant, these two cases. The Gemara says it's not redundant. The Ashmina Bach Kamaisa. Now's where the Gemara introduces that idea. The Ashmina Bach Kamaisa. If we would just have the first case of Rav Yochanan, which is the case Kedusha Cholal Ubrin or Kedusha Ein Cholal Ubrin, then we would say, that's the, when does Rav Yochanan say the din, Hecha da Akta Shelu Uber Gufa? There he specifically targeted the Uber. The Reish is not talking about a case where necessarily you were makdish the mother. Only makdish the uber. And therefore, it's kodesh. Hilko chaylu kedush aleh. The vlad is not a tuffle to the mother. Now, it's very unclear why the Gemara holds that way. Why should it be any different if the mother has kedusha, the mother doesn't have kedusha? If the aloch is uber yerachimah like barpada, the barpada's din lachar is based on the concept of uber yerachimah. Uber Yerachimai is not up to you. You don't have the ability to disengage Uber Yerachimai. You don't have the ability to say an Uber is not Yerachimai. That's not up to you. That's a halacha scientific fact. That halachically we look at it like it's one thing. You don't have ability to do that. But some reason the Gemara says that would be such a havamina. The havamina would be that you dissect it. B'chiyai Gavni, when you're doing the vlad separately. By the way, there is a Rambam like this in Ilchus Avodim. The Rambam in Ilchus Avodim says a tremendous chiddush. Because this holding of Ubi Yerachima, it's not clean cut at all. Because if you learn our sugi, it sounds like the way Rashi explains it, that we hold Ubi Lav Yerachima. Because we hold like Rav Yochanan. So if you hold like Rav Yochanan, you have to hold Ubi Lav Yerachima. Gan Shash Shreit Mishtazay. Okay? So there's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin that discusses when we say Ubi Yerachimai, when we don't say Ubi Yerachimai, within the framework. So it's not simple, it's not clear-cut. It's either Ubi Yerachimai, not Ubi Yerachimai. The Rambam comes in one halach in Ilchus Avodim, and he says Ubi Yerachimai and Uber Lav Yerachimai, in one halach. The Rambam says like this, somebody goes over to Shifcha, and he said, Harei at you Shifcha are bas chorin, uvlodach evet, and the vlad that's in your womb is an evet. That's narishkeit. That's like saying you should be a bas chayrin, and your left toe should be a shivcha. It's narishkeit, right? Zok the Rambam, it works. It works. But ha'oimer l'shivcha, if somebody tells a shivcha, the opposite. The baby in the womb should go ahead and be ben chayrin. Okay, I'm freeing the baby in the womb. The baby in the womb should be a ben chayrin. And the mother should be a shivcha. The Rambam says, narishkeit. Such a thing doesn't work. So the Rambam, I raise a doime. That's like you go over to a shivcha and you tell her what I just told you. That you're a shivcha and your left toe is a bas chayrin. Ubi yerechimoi. So Aleph Regnei from Rambam, the Raivit. The Kesef Mishnah, even the Kesef Mishnah has a hard time being mamlets on the Rambam. The Lech Mishnah gives some kind of approach that the Vlad is bottled to the mother is not bottled to the Vlad. It tries to, even though Gan Shas Ubi Yerachima is like it's a perfect match. It's Ubi Yerachima, it's one thing. You can't look at it this way or that way. But in one Rambam, you have two different halachas. So we'll see after we finish this sugi, we'll have a much better understanding in that Rambam. But Lechera, Ubi Yerachimai is not a din that you have an ability to target, like Rashi is saying over here, that maybe if you're being Makadosh the Uber on its own, then we would say that it works. Hilko Chayla Kedusha Aleh. Aval Hocha,
The akta sheli imei habichlal imei. It's in the klal of its mother. It's included in its mother, and therefore loy kodesh, it does not have its independent kedusha. The iashmina basraisa, and if you would have the basraisa, where you're being makdish both the mother and the vlad, hocha the akta shalok even the less avroi loy kodesh. Aval hocha, he says like this. Ki awesome ki daktish love chol dispei aval hocha daktish loy kiven the less avroi loy kodesh. Fakert, where you makdish the mother, then there is a kedusha chal on the vlad, an independent kedusha chal on the vlad. Mashengim, when you makdish the vlad alone, then there is no kedusha chal. There's no agav the mother. Tzricha, that's why I need both members of Rabbi Yechonah. The chiddush is, if you want to leave the uber out, for uber lav yerechimayhu. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? So that's one din, uber lav yerechimay. The Gemara says, v'tarti lomali, tzricha. Diatma b'ho mishum di'imei chaza l'gufay. Therefore, miguda nachsa kedusha lo, once there's kedusha on the mother, nachsa nami l'vlad. Avlidoch loy, kamash malon. V'iit mar boho mishum de komafarish kedusha al avlat avlahi lo yitzricha. We'll see what the difference between these two lashanas is. Now, another very important nekuda here in the sugya is that our sugya seems that conceivably you can make a chalois on the uber. Conceivably. The only problem is whether the uber could have its own independent kedusha al uber yerechimah. But there is no problem of dover shaloi bo la'olam. There isn't a problem here that we say, well, the Uber is not here, b'chlal. For some reason, the Gemara is totally ignoring that. So Rav Eliashiv in his Horus on Tmura, he brings down a famous machloikas ha'poiskim in Choshen Mishpat, Lugabi, what's the status of an Uber? And he says, what happened to this whole shaila? The pashtus svaras man de omer de ein kedusha chol al uber hu mishum de uber ein roi klal la hakrov u mi ide khazina de vlad kedush ok de hine misugyon kosha al hod isa be shulchan aruch simen reish tes de hamoycher uber parasa lo yosa klum. If you want to monetarily sell an uber, it's zero. Why? Mishum de havi dovor shaloi bo lo oilam. It's not in the world. Memele, it's not chal. Ubesugi mevur shaper the chola kedusha al uber. There's no shaila now a sugya. In fact, as we'll see in the conclusion of the sugya, even according to Bar Pada, you can make kedusha on uber as long as it's not kedushas haguf. Bar Pada only argues with Rabbi Yochanan in one point. He holds that the uber does not have independence when it comes to kedushas haguf, and it's only based on one reason. The reason what it's based on is because it's not roi lahakrova. You can only, we spoke about this many times, that one of the tenoyim for kedusha saguf is it has to be roi lahakrova. According to Reb Chaim Brisk, that's the essence of kedusha saguf. Kedusha saguf doesn't even have kedusha damim be'etzim. All it has is kedusha saguf. Is that it's oimid fahakrova? That's all it has. And that's why we'll see later in the sugya, there's an isser, you're not allowed to do work with a behemoth as kedushas haguf, different than the isser of doing work with a behemoth as kedushas domim. Kedushas haguf, you can't do kedusha because it's a carbon, not because of me'ilah. L'moshel, can you take a chatas, right, and plow a field of hektish with it? Not using it for myself. Take a chatas and use the animal to plow a field of hektish. No, because there's a separate pasuk, lo yisavei b'b'chor tzanecha. And that's the, our Gemara has a whole shaila, shakla v'tarya, whether you could do work with kedushas damim. And everybody yes on the Gemara, what do you mean, me'ila? The Torah says the Gemara is not talking about me'ila, you're using it for hektish. But it's not, kedushas aguf only has kedusha, it's a separate kedusha, because roi lakrova. Bar Pada argues with Yechon in one nekuda.
As far as Kedushas HaGuf is concerned, you can't have an independent Kedusha on an entity that's not Roy Fakrava. That's Barpada's objection. He has one objection on Rabbi Yechanan. I agree with everything that you're saying. I have one objection. Kedushas HaGuf cannot be chal on something that does not have independence Lagabi HaKrava. And that's why it's not chal. That's Barpada. But Kedushas Domim does work. Barpada also holds, if you go to an animal and say, the vlad in the womb should have Kedushas Domim, it works. The Gemara concludes that way. That coin Barpada, that works. Only Kedushas HaGuf argues. The problem is, what he means, a Dover Shalei Bal Yehu. In Chai Shemish, but we're calling it a Dover Shalei Bal Yehu. That's his kasha. So the obvious answer to this question is that an Uber is an entity. And an Uber is here now. And this is really going to be the key to understand the whole sugi. But we're going to finish the Mitzvah Shem next week. But the key to understand the sugi is to understand that the Uber is an entity. And the Uber is here now. It's an Uber. It's an Uber. But that's what it is. If I want to be makna you an Uber, there's no problem. There's no machlokes in Chai Shemish, but if I'm makna you an Uber, I could be makna the behemoth Uber too. That's clear, because the behemoth boiler. The problem is, I'm not being makna you to Uber. I'm being makna you to Vlad. I'm going over to you and saying, you know what? My behemoth is pregnant. There's going to be a mazel tov in 2 months. So I'm selling you that mazel tov. When there's a mazel tov, you get it. That's a dovah shalei b'chilul. Because right now, that's not Bo'ilam. The Uber is your Bo'ilam. It's an Uber. It's a heft of an Uber. That's what it is. If I would want to sell you an Uber, no problem. I'm selling you an Uber. I'll tell you a bigger chiddush, but really that's the halacha. If I sell you even the opinion that holds that it works, I could sell you an Uber later when it's born, what would be the halacha if the behemoth miscarries? And no Uber ever comes to being. The halacha is you have to give me the money back. Because I didn't buy an Uber. I bought a behemoth. I bought a behemoth which right now is an Uber. So Uber and behemoth are two different entities. So the behemoth chelek shaboy is loy bal yilam. The Uber is yaboyilam. So in our sugi we're dealing with the status quo in kodshim of an Uber. That's not la boyilam. That's boyilam. We have to analyze, is it, can you make Kedushas HaGuf, can you not make Kedushas HaGuf, Tmura, this, Spashtos, but it's an Uber. And that Uber is here. To whatever degree it's here, it's here. And that easily explains the famous Shvera Rambam, that the Ketzos is not on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Ishus, that if you go over to a woman, okay, and you tell your friend who has, his wife is pregnant, you say, listen, the vlad that your wife is going to have should be mukadeshes to me. And it turns out to be in a keva, the kedushin work. That's the ktsois. Frektik ktsois. What's going on? It's not ba'olam. The ktsois goes and he says, look at the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira. The Rambam says that if you sell an Uber, it doesn't work. How could the Rambam say it works? That's the ktsois theory. So I'm sure you remember I once had a chap based on a ran in the Dorim that it's a siluk. It's every kedushin is really a siluk mitzad the woman, and I use the ran in Akosiv, a pilpul. But what's the type of pshat in the Rambam? I hope pshat in the Rambam is simple. I'm not being makdish your daughter after she's born. I'm being makdish her now. She's here now. I'm making kedusha Uber. That's the Shaila. Does Kedusha Uber work? Does it not work? In fact, Reb Chaim says, the Rambam over there says, that later on when the baby is born, you should do Kedusha again. That's the Rambam's lashon. He says, the Kedusha work. When the baby is born, you should do Kedusha again because it's like a shtickle Kedusha shel doifi. So Reb Chaim asks, if it works, it works. So Reb Chaim says a great word. He says, in Kedusha, there's a lot of kinyonim. There's kinyon momen, there's kinyon iser, and then there's ishus. He says, you can't have ishus with an Uber. So even though the Kiddushin was chal, it still was lacking in the ishus shaboy. So when the baby is born, you should do Kiddushin again. But what do you see from Reb Chaim? That the Kiddushin is not chal for later. The Kedushin is chal now on that Uber that's here now. It's not like I'm buying the orange that's going to grow on your tree. That's not what I'm buying. I'm buying the Uber today. I'm being makdish to Uber. No problem. That's our sugya. And that's why by me, the whole kasha is not a kasha. L'maisa, the Nesivus is mashman. That's the way he understood our sugya as well. That the lumdus is that you're making the chalois now. But you see by Kedushin Klor that that's the lumdus. By Kedushin, you see that's the lumdus, because that's the way every Kedushin works. The fact that you can be Makdish and Uber works based on that concept. Okay, Rabbi said, we just started. We really, next week, we'll try to come to some conclusion. I would like, if the Olam can, get up to the end of the sugi here of Uber, which is on the bottom of the Daf, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay, Omar Abiyasi Valov Mukdoshan Oimer Ragla Shalzu, if you could get up to there. And I'm not adding Mara Makaymas because I would like you to do the Tzitzin as well. And Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll try to.